episode of the Cookulturist podcast. I'm your host, Anna. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm in bed with my cook old David, and today we are going to talk about respect. Say hello, David.
Hi, guys.
This podcast is about an issue, a couple of issues that I've had when I've been talking to guys online with a view to them becoming potential bulls and joining our dynamic in cook holding. And yesterday I blocked a guy that I've been speaking to for about a week. And I told you about it. And we had a bit of a discussion about, I just can't think of the right word. Is it the quality, the class, the level of education, the level of social etiquette? I just can't think what it is, but it seems quite apparent that people are very, very different. We are supposed to live in a classless society, but I don't think that we do. And I think that was quite apparent yesterday. I've been talking to this guy for about a week. He's actually the one that you were concerned about because he's single.
Yeah.
And he has a girlfriend, but he doesn't live with his girlfriend because he likes his own space. So you were quite concerned about him. And we've spoken about that before. It's him.
Yeah.
And we'll have like a chat about, because it's difficult, isn't it? We're in lockdown. He's a tradesman.
Yeah.
So he's still going out working and doesn't seem to realise that there's a pandemic on either, because he has been pushing for a meet, which I'm not prepared to do because we are in lockdown. We're not supposed to be meeting anybody socially.
No.
Now, what happens is you meet on the website first. And then because of the costs of them sending messages to you, you then transfer over onto Kik. So it's now free. So the first requests are usually, you know, what do you do? And have you got any more photographs?
Sure.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
So I sent some more photographs over. And then sometimes straight away you get, no, show me your tits. They're that sophisticated. Show me your tits.
Yeah.
So those get blocked because I just can't stand men that are like that anyway. You know, at least pretend to get to know me a little bit more. At least have the decency to make an effort at pretending. But to just come out with things like that. Another guy got blocked, not because he was requesting photographs, but one of the first questions he asked was, can I eat you out? Oh, what can you say to that? I mean, actually, I was obnoxious and I said, can you? Because he should have said, may I?
Yeah.
No. But he's also the one that came back with Wagwan.
Oh, right.
Anna.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Wagwan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just not even dealing with anybody. I don't care how good he is at eating pussy. I'm not dealing with anybody that uses a word like Wagwan.
No.
Which I think means, where have you gone? But anyway, we've spoken about him before as well. But this particular guy, we're actually having a proper discussion. He was telling me about himself and his situation. And I thought, oh, okay, he's not. I found out that he was a tradesman. And by that, I mean like in the building industry.
Yeah.
And his particular trade was a plumber. So he started off as a plumber, probably working for the council, and then he's built himself up a business. So I like that, because I like that entrepreneurial spirit. We have businesses, we've built our businesses. So I respect anybody that's built their own business and got incorporated and, you know, they're doing a good job. They're doing well. And his profile picture was of him sat in a very nice car. You could see from the interior of a car, it was a very nice car, it looked like a Range Rover. So he's done well. Do you think, good, okay, he's just somebody that's done well. That means he's got somebody with some brains, somebody with, even if it's not academic brains, it's street smarts. So I thought, okay, that's all right. But then he just completely and utterly let himself down. And this is the thing, isn't it? This is the thing. It's some people are just belong where they belong and they can't improve themselves. There's just a complete lack of etiquette and sophistication. He let himself down because at some point he just contacts me out of the blue. He's not spoken to me all day long. And he said, have you got any more pics? Make me hard.
Mm.
Not have you had a nice day today? Mm. Or just, you know, just adult conversation, mature conversation. Just, he's obviously feeling horny or bored or something. And can I send him some pics over just to make him feel hard, just to make him hard? So clearly he wants nudes, boobs, whatever, which it's just not going to happen. I'm not going to do that.
No.
I've got too much respect for myself. So I thought, well, I'll give him the benefit. I always give people the benefit. Sometimes I'm just too soft. So I gave him the benefit and I said, well, if the pictures I've already sent you don't make you hard, then lol, yeah, we've got a problem.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to get my phone. Because I unblocked him just because I couldn't remember exactly what he said, which I was so pissed off with. Yeah, so yesterday, send me a pic to make me hard. Kiss, kiss. So I put, if the pics I've already sent don't make you hard, we have a problem. So he came back with, they do, but I'm greedy. Kiss, kiss, kiss. And he had three, you know, those emoticons that are like praying. They're like, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like he's begging for more pics.
Yeah.
So I sent him that photo, which was just me gurning.
Yeah.
At him. So if you don't know what gurning is just where you pull a face, you know, funny face. So I sent that and put, does that work? Because I'm trying to lighten it, you know, make a joke of it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give him the idea that it's not going to happen, mate.
Yeah.
Pack it in. This isn't working. So he came back with, look good covered in my cum.
Nice.
And again, make me hard. Thank you, thank you. Kiss, kiss emojis. And then an hour later, please, and then kissy emojis, look, I really want to feel your pussy. Kiss, kiss. I think it was at that point that I just stopped responding to him and I blocked him because he completely let himself down.
That sort of guy must not ever come into this dynamic because if he can't act in a proper, respectful manner to you, I'm fucked if he's going to act in a respectful manner to me and you.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen. That sort of man does not have the emotional maturity to deal with a cuckolding dynamic. And I know this because I spent the best part of 20 years in the construction industry. And I'm going to be a bit, it's not snobby, class conscious, but as a professional. And I spent 20 years managing guys like that. And I know there's a massive generalization in this, but I'll tell you what, it's a pretty accurate generalization. They don't, you know, the language they come out with, you know, it's like, you know, guys like that, you're not her, she, you're it. Oh, fuck it. I'd give that, you, that a good fucking. And they would, I've seen it done whereby they get photographs like he's after and they're passing it around the site cabin or their mates or the van and they're all having a good laugh.
Hmm.
As I say, 20 years experience of that. And I'm so relieved that you are you because I know you won't put up with that. And you've just proven it.
No.
Because that guy will never respect the dynamic, which is a very, very special. A cuckolding relationship is very special.
Yeah.
And it's got to be looked after.
No, he will never respect anything as sophisticated as cuckolding because he can't even respect a woman.
No.
He's clearly just seeing me as some sort of future thing to fuck with no strings.
Mm.
I know the guys that you're talking about. I know the guys that he probably spends an awful lot of his time with. And yeah, I do know how they speak about women. You hear guys saying, I'd fuck that.
Mm.
Not even I'd fuck her. Completely forget the fact that she's clearly got no agency in this and got absolutely zero choice. And it's entirely his decision whether he gets to fuck her or not. They can't even use the word her.
No.
Or she. It's
no.
It.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
And I don't understand guys who think that that's in the least bit acceptable. I can only assume that there are women who are just used to being referred to like that. And that's normal to them. And that's not an issue to them. And that's how it is. I've not spent time with people like that since school when you've got no choice.
Mm.
So you go to school and you've got lads in your class or in your year who are like that. And as a young woman growing up, you avoid guys like that. You avoid them like the plague because those are the sort of guys who will lie about having done sexual acts to you. Oh, yeah, I've had her.
Yeah.
And everybody believes it. Oh, yeah, I fingered that. And everybody believes it. And the girl is, that's it. She's a slut. She's a slag. She's a bike. She's a, you know, no decent guy will go near her. Now, you can quite easily say, because we had this conversation yesterday. Oh, yeah, girls like that, they're seen as sluts and slags and bikes. What's the male equivalent?
There isn't one, is there?
What do you call a male who lies about a girl? What do you call a male who fucks this and fucks that and fingers this and fingers that and boasts about it? What is the name that you call a male that does that?
No, there isn't one.
There isn't a word. I don't know what the word... I mean, apart from the obvious, oh, well, he's a twat, isn't he? He's a bit... There isn't actually a word for that.
No.
Yet for the girl that either does do it, she's called a slut and a slag and a bike, or the girl that's been accused of it but isn't, she's a slut and a slag and a bike.
Mm.
But there's no social censure for the lad who lies. Instead, it's... I mean, when I was at school, the equivalent was stud.
Yeah.
Stud. Because stud is, you know, a terrible thing to call a guy, isn't it?
Terrible. It's a compliment, isn't it?
Yeah. Or player. Well, a lot of guys would love to be called a player.
Mm.
So those lads grow up into men like that. And they go and learn their trades. They go and learn. They go and makes it sound as though it's all against the trades. It's not. It's just that's a really good way of putting an awful lot of people together. You know, plumbers, electricians, brickies, van drivers. Every single woman I've ever known has been shouted sexual abuse from a white van driving past.
Yeah, get your tits out.
Get your tits out. You know, man in a white van. It's all the same type of guy that I've not had anything to do with for such a long time. Because when I left school and left that element behind and went out. No, I did. When I went out working, when I first started working, when I was working in supermarkets, those lads were there. But there was stuff they couldn't say on the shop floor where the customers could hear them because they would have got sacked. But it was perfectly acceptable language in the warehouse. So as a young woman, you just didn't hang around in the warehouse at all because that language was in the warehouse. When I worked behind bars in my second jobs, that language was in the men's room. And because it was a working men's club and there was a band. The band's room, which was where they went. It's just like, I don't know what they did in there. It was just like a room where I think they kept their instruments and they they hung out in there. Mm. They had girly calendars up. Mm. You know, so as a young woman, age 18 to 20, you'd go in and, in fact, some of the guys behind the bar would say, no, don't do that. We'll go and do there. You don't want to go in there.
Mm.
Because of all the girly calendars that were up. And because of the language that was in there. So you just learn to stay away from men like that. You just stay well away from them. And then as I sort of progressed, and I just moved further and further and further away from those guys. But the point I'm getting to is that suddenly I've now got them on my phone talking to me and speaking to me again like that, in a way that I just find is completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. As a pro dom, I never get that. I never get that language at all. So I'll be buggered. Well, I won't be buggered. Hmm. but I'll be beggared if I'm going to put up with that kind of thing as a cuckoldress looking for potential bulls. I mean, honestly, those guys are just never going to get their grubby mitts on me. And as soon as they identify themselves, which they always do eventually, I think they can't help themselves, then they just get blocked.
Yeah, it doesn't take, either they come out straight with it, like Wagwan guy, or, it does. And maybe it's because they've had a few beers in the afternoon, whatever, and they're feeling a little bit more, relaxed and a bit horny or whatever, and then I'll send her a message.
For me, it's not only is it the disrespect of speaking to me like that, it's also the fact that I'm going to provide some sort of free sexual service for them at their behest.
Yeah.
There are numbers you can phone for that kind of thing. There's free porn all over the internet. If he's feeling horny and he wants to get hard, there's an internet full of stuff. Why come to me and think that I'm that? Have I not already got across to him that I'm just not that sort of, I'm not that cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cheap at all. But it's just not going to happen.
But then a lot of these guys don't see it. They don't understand that. And even though you've blocked him and then kind of unblocked him or stopped speaking to him, whatever, you're now probably going to be frigid. It won't be his fault.
Oh, no, it will never be his fault.
You know, what the fucking hell's wrong with you, silly cow?
The amount of times I've been called frigid, a lesbian, because I won't get my tits out for the lads. Mm. Yeah, because that's just the way they are. That's their mentality. And as soon as these guys behave in that way, they just become one of many of those guys that you have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
They're beneath me. They're completely and utterly beneath me. I have so much respect for myself that I would never, ever get involved with anybody that's like that. The guys that I'm still talking to, I mean, it's whittling down. There was another guy that I've not spoken to now for over a week because out of the blue, I just got a message from him saying, want to have some fun. Well, I know what that means.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do internet dating. And when in internet dating, you're getting to know people online first, you know, with the messages, and then maybe you go out for a drink and you think, oh, no, I don't really like them. I mean, there's one guy, went out for a drink with him. He seemed okay. I thought, oh, no, I don't like him, actually. He's quite obnoxious and arrogant. So we sort of agreed that it wasn't going anywhere. And then I think a month later, I got a text from him about 11 o'clock at night. Oh, hey, want to have some fun?
Yeah.
And I know what they want. They want dirty pics, dirty talk, so that they can have a wank. And then as soon as they've had a wank, that's it. They've forgotten about you.
Yeah.
As soon as they've got what they wanted, they've forgotten about you.
Yeah.
Selfish, entitled, self-centered, horrible guys. What is wrong with guys like that? Do they not understand how horrible they are?
No, I don't think they do. No, they don't, because whatever, you know, if I mean, this guy's single, you know, there's only him saying he's got a girlfriend somewhere. You don't know that, but he's probably had a relationship with a woman or a few women in his life, and therefore he's probably ended up with a woman like that. And we know through our vanilla businesses, there are women like that who'll embrace that sort of guy.
Well, there's a lot of women with very, very low standards. Yeah. I mean, it's a couple of women we knew were quite happy to have relationships with guys that come out of prison.
Yeah. So, you know, if they've got a woman, that means the boxes are ticked. That's fine. I'm okay. And then, like I say, you know, I've been in construction for years. They'll go to, you know, the page three topless nude photographs come out, you know, the calendars, the magazines are on the dashboard of the van, whatever. So they're surrounded.
Page three in the newspapers.
Yeah, so they're surrounded by peers who do the same bloody thing. So why would they? Why would they understand that for that more advanced, emotional, mature person? They don't, because they're stuck in that pool of shit.
Yeah.
They don't know what's out of that pool of shit. They don't understand it. And probably they don't fucking want to. That's it. They don't want to.
They've probably got no need to, because they're quite... All their needs are serviced within their own... I'm trying not to use the word class, but it is, isn't it?
No, it is.
It's like a class.
It is. And from everything I've read, and, you know, there are probably people listening to this who might not agree with me, and that is fine, and... But I've read a lot about cuckolding over the years, various articles, write-ups, podcasts, blogs. And, you know, the common theme is that it is a very sophisticated, emotionally mature thing to do. And, you know, and it stands to reason, doesn't it? If you're not, I'm going to call it as a certain class. And that could just be a class of maturity and understanding. Then
or
it's
education.
Not going to work. It ain't going to work. It certainly won't work with us, because I'll tell you now, and and for everybody's listening, you know, we have talked about now, you know, that at some point I am going to meet these bulls of Anna's. And if I walk in and there's a knobhead, it ain't going to go very well.
There isn't. You're not going to walk in and find an op-ed, because I'm the fussiest person I know.
Yeah.
You know, I was, after my first divorce, I was pretty much single. Well, I wasn't celibate, but I was single for 10 years because my standards are so high. And actually, I'm a little bit worried my standards are so high. You know, am I really making life difficult for myself? But I'm not going to lower my standards. There's guys, I think there's two guys that I'm talking to at the moment, and neither of them have used language like that.
No.
You know, they're both professionals. They're both white collar professionals.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's a good way of putting it. You've got white collar and blue collar, haven't you?
Mm.
White collar is professionals, suit, office.
Mm.
Blue collar is... Well, working class. We don't use class anymore, but we do use white collar and blue collar. So white, yeah, they're professionals, and they don't use language like that.
No.
It's inappropriate.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I would never say to a woman, I don't know, whatever you say, I'm going to spunk up on your face or whatever. It's like,
come on your face.
It's just horrible. It's horrible.
But it is horrible. It's totally horrible.
It's objectifying you. It's degrading you. And it's totally unacceptable.
Yeah.
Totally unacceptable for any relationship, never mind a cuckolding relationship.
Mm.
No. And I'll tell you now, whilst I'm disappointed for you, of course, that, you know, this is one of the potentials that you thought you might have has not happened. I'm so fucking pleased that you've been someone like that before it went any further. And I'm relieved.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about. Okay. So we'll wrap that up then. Thank you for listening. Feel free to contact me via thecuckolddresspodcast.co.uk, where you can leave me a voice message. You can also subscribe to the podcast using your favourite podcast player to ensure that you never miss out on any future episodes. Thank you and have a good night.